What's going on, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Triggered. This is Triggered episode number 585 here on Thursday, December 4th, and I am back. Sorry for the extended absence. Of course, we had the holiday in there as well, but we are back. We're getting close to episode 600.
Yes.
That's a big
one. Yes. What are we going to do for 600?
I don't know yet. Maybe, never mind, I was about to make a bad joke. anyway, big news this morning. The pipe bomber, the suspect, has been arrested by the FBI. Of course, better late than never, I guess.
Yeah, I know, I guess.
You know, the Biden
mystery is coming to a close.
The Biden team in 4 years couldn't do it, but we did it in about, what, 9 months? I guess 10 months?
Yeah.
So here we are. We have him. The suspect, apparently, his name is Brian Cole.
Of Woodbridge, Virginia.
Yeah, we don't know really anything about him yet, no. But of course we are digging, and we will have full coverage for you at townhall.com as we learn more about the suspect and what happened. The real question is, you know, obviously they say they rendered the devices safe. Do we know they were ever actually viable devices?
I don't think so.
And there's just so much about that. It's so suspicious.
It was rigged to an egg timer. Like, that's like in the movies and in cartoons.
Yeah. You know?
That's not really... None of... And also, when they were found, remember, like, there would have been, a perimeter established, right? All these agents were, like, standing within, like, earshot of it. Like, they would have been blown away if it was actually, like, a live device. So, it's still an act of terrorism, right? But, we finally have this mystery coming to a close, hopefully. In 4 years, I just remember the big update 4 years ago, or last year, I should say, was that, breaking news, the suspect is 5'7". I'm like, wait a minute, this happened in 2021, it is now 2025, and in 4 years, you just have the height down. Also, it led to a slew of conspiracy theories because they couldn't find the damn guy. All the electronic devices, you know, mysteriously not being able to be, be analyzed. Couldn't pinpoint his location.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, the cell tower stuff
was... The cell towers was done, yeah.
The camera, the lack of cameras in that area. I mean, there's so many cameras in that area. It's right
ridiculous.
Next to the Capitol.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a lot there.
You know, they finally get him, and then, hopefully... supposedly there's a presser this afternoon, so everyone should stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Townhall.com, full coverage there for you today. Let's get into some other stuff here. Of course, it's been a big week for President Trump, the White House, a lot going on. We have Democrats scandals all over the place.
Oh, my
but
God.
First, Donald Trump dealing with the poisoning of America. And first up is seriously retarded Governor Tim Walz, which, you know, he also loves horses, but we'll move on from that.
And traffic cones.
Yeah, though the best was that we had a headline where it said Tim Walz was elbows deep in the conspiracy. Tim Walz could face possible criminal charges over the Somali fraud scheme in Minnesota. Obviously, I'm sure you guys have heard of this story, stealing nearly $1 billion from the program sent to terrorists, Al-Shabaab in Somalia, by Somali illegals. Essentially, who are now being rounded up by ICE.
Yep.
So, round of applause for ICE. We love our
being
ICE.
Being questioned and taken off the streets.
Good, send them back.
Yeah.
I just love also how, you know, the Democrats are like, I'd much rather live next to a Somalian than a MAGA supporter. I'm like, oh yeah,
yeah,
really,
yeah,
yeah.
Good because, luck. That's gonna last about 2 seconds.
Let me tell you what. In the fallout of this horrendous terror attack on our National Guard, our great National Guard here in D.C., and rest in peace to the one who was killed. I mean, that's just horrible.
Sarah Bextrom,
right before the holiday. It's very, very interesting how this is coming back to light again about the thing that we talked about back in 2021.
Yep.
When the disastrous surrender of Afghanistan was occurring, and now we get more information about all the equipment they left behind. But worse is that they let in these tens and tens of thousands, we don't even know how many, 70,000, 100,000 Afghans unvetted, yep. completely unvetted, which we worried about at the time, we talked about consistently, and now is coming to fruition.
Yeah.
We've had many reports over the last few weeks of Afghans being involved in terror plots, and of course, executing this terror attack here in the Capitol, just a block from the White House.
Yeah. And you don't, and remember, this guy worked with U.S. Special Forces and intelligence units. He was an asset. You don't bring your proxies home.
Yeah.
You never do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, yes, he was, I mean, they say he was vetted on paper. There's no proper vetting with 75,000 people in the queue. But, you know, he was only as good, I mean, he was good until we stopped paying him.
Yeah.
That was it. You know, and like, that apparently was never brought up at CIA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was all about loyalty to people who, you know, they helped us out there.
People who now want to kill us.
But now they want to kill us because we don't pay them anymore. Yeah. You don't bring mercenaries on home soil ever. Yeah. So,
well, I'm just happy those terrorists moved out of our neighborhood that lived here for a year, man. After the the evacuation.
Yeah.
The evacuation. And, like, if you want to call it that. One of the worst things that, you know, Biden ever did was surrendering Afghanistan. And I'm sure that'll come back to bite us, not here at home, but also globally in the future. We'll see what happens there. But yeah, it's really, really interesting now. Another, you know, right-wing conspiracy theory proven true.
Yep.
What a shock. And so they're reviewing all of these again, and they're re-reviewing the green cards and asylum applications of many countries involved in the expanded travel ban. They're talking about expanding the travel ban even more. And I say, get them out.
30 countries, right?
Yep. Get them out. It's long overdue. They have to go back.
They got to go back.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Yep. But
they built this country, still, remember. They were there. Yeah. They built this country. I'm like, God.
I remember how many Afghans were present at the signing of the Declaration of Independence. A lot of them, right? Yeah. A flashback to President Trump Tuesday during a meeting that was televised about Somalians. He had these comments to say. Take a listen.
And they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks. And we don't want them in our country. I can say that about other countries, too. We don't want them to hell. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other. And we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country.
Love it. I love that this has now reinvigorated the movement of deportations and ICE and investigating these people, because that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
That's really what we need to do. You know, we've talked about it a long, long time on this show, how incompatible Islam and Muslims are with Western civilization, the threat that they pose to our country and our people, and it's long past time that we do this. One more note on the terror attack that occurred against our National Guard here in D.C. The immediate reaction by the left was to essentially take the side of the terrorist.
It was.
And you covered a lot of that media stuff, and I'm sure people have seen your stories. There was so many egregious examples.
I have a concussion from the whiplash following those media reactions, man.
But the thing that bothered me the most was they tried to blame this on Trump.
Yeah.
That this wouldn't have happened if the National Guard wasn't in D.C.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'll tell you what would have happened. This fucking jihadi would have had open season on innocent civilians a block from the White House.
Yep.
That's what would have happened.
Yeah.
In a metro station in Washington, D.C., he would have had open season on civilians. And these brave National Guard defended our people and our country, and especially the commander of the National Guard, who rushed in with a pocket knife.
Yeah.
With a pocket knife to take down this terrorist.
Yeah.
And that guardsman deserves a medal, as do the two others.
Why was he naked when he was arrested?
Well, I think they stripped him down to make sure he didn't have a bomb.
Okay. Yeah. I was about to say, why is this guy? I remember, which was hilarious. Why is he naked?
Yeah. No, I think that's why they stripped him down.
So, yeah.
But yeah, that was just a disgusting reaction by the left. And now, of course, more National Guard coming into D.C. Yeah. And as we learned when Matt and I were at the Pentagon on Tuesday as part of the newly formed Pentagon Press Corps 2.0, because the liberal media self-deported themselves from there because they refused to stop leaking national security secrets, which is just so ridiculous in itself.
Well, you know, now Mark Kelly's doing that with the Signalgate IG report.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. Yeah. Don't worry. The thing that we learned from the press briefing was that now all National Guard in D.C. are armed, as they should have been from the beginning. But, you know, those decisions are made based on civilian interaction and stuff like that, and you know, I get it, but now you have terrorists going after our service members in the streets, and it's long past time. All federal law enforcement, all federal National Guard, state National Guard should be fully armed.
Yes,
that is their job and their mission, and they know that,
and they've saved lives and reduced crime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The data shows it. You know what else? The Washington Post editorial board even agreed with that.
Yeah.
Not so long ago. So it goes from, why are they there? Well, they're there because they're enhancing public safety. Well, Trump put them there. Yes, because D.C. was a mess.
Yeah.
And now, well, they shouldn't have been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I have a lot to,
I mean, I have a lot to say about the
Washington Post. Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot on that.
I mean, that's,
yeah, well, we have, of course, here terrorist Ilhan Omar out there.
The brother
Well, brother Marrier.
Oh, brother
We don't know talking, but we do know marrying for sure.
Bang Bros.
Oh, yeah. My God. All right. She was asked by Fake Tapper on CNN why Somalis were stealing billions from taxpayers. Take a listen.
Can you shed any light on why the fraud got so out of control in Minnesota?
I think what happened is that, you know, when you have these kind of new programs that are designed to help people, you're oftentimes relying on third parties to be able to facilitate. And I just think that a lot of the COVID programs that were set up, they were set up so quickly that a lot of the guardrails did not get created.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Did you see that? I think there was one restaurant that she frequented. First of all, it looks like a place where, like, a terror plot and an RPG purchase could be made.
Yeah.
But it's all black. The outside is all black. I mean, excuse me. It looks like Bacara Market, something out of Black Hawk Down. And apparently, like, a quarter of a billion fucking dollars was funneled just through that restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I misread the tweet. But it was meant for starving kids and all that stuff in the area, and it just went to Al-Shabaab. So,
And they all faked autism too. So
that
that's
too,
good. Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's something I'm like that's a Sopranos subplot.
Well, we know that the average IQ of a Somalian, and I'm not exaggerating here, in their country is 68. So legally, they are technically retarded. Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, seriously retarded.
Forrest Gump is a genius over there. Oh, 75. All right.
Then we, of course, we have Minneapolis Mayor, the woke ass white son of a bitch who knelt at the altar of George Floyd, the man who died of a fentanyl overdose.
Yeah.
We have him saying this.
I'm not even clear that the federal agents know exactly what they're doing here, because here's the thing. The Somali community is almost universally American citizens. They have come here legally. They are in our city legally. They've been here in many cases for decades, and they have contributed greatly to the fabric of who we are. They're part of our family here in Minneapolis. I mean, they are our banker, they are our babysitter, you know, in my family, they're my bodyguard, and that's just the bees. These are people that have benefited Minneapolis in a really beautiful way.
Oh, have you forgotten? They've contributed greatly to the fabric of who we are. Well, I'll tell you what, I know a couple of people from Minnesota who say the fucking opposite, that they've destroyed that state so much so that they redesigned the Minnesota state flag to look like the Somalian flag.
Yeah.
So I've had enough of that.
Also, you know, he has to say that because I think he has some tribal ties that he has to thank for winning the election.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's basically why he won.
The Somalis were fighting with each other.
Yeah, the Somalis were fighting. Yeah. There's tribal issues.
They couldn't pick one terrorist to lead them, so the other homegrown terrorist.
Yeah, they
won.
Picked the white guy.
Yeah, classic. But here's what President Trump had to say about both of the f***ing retards.
Mr. President, thank you. The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, is saying that he's actually proud to have the largest Somali community in the country, and his police chief.
Well, then he's a fool.
Well, his police chief is also saying.
I wouldn't be proud to have the largest Somalian. Look at their nation. Look how bad their nation is. It's not even a nation. It's just people walking around killing each other. Look, these Somalians have taken billions of dollars out of our country. They've taken billions and billions of dollars. They have a representative, Ilhan Omar, who they say married her brother. It's a fraud. She tries to deny it now, but you can't really deny it because, you know, it just happened. She shouldn't be allowed to be a congresswoman, and I'm sure people are looking at that. And she should be thrown the hell out of our country. And most of those people, they have destroyed Minnesota, okay? Minnesota, you have an incompetent governor. You have a crooked governor. He's crooked as hell, but he's incompetent. Waltz he should be ashamed. That beautiful land, that beautiful state, it's a hellhole right now. And the Somalians should be out of here. They've destroyed our country. And all they do is complain, complain, complain. You have her. She's always talking about the Constitution provides me with... go back to your own country and figure out your Constitution.
Nice.
I love it.
All right, other big story this week, which is just totally fucking fabricated nonsense. Boatgate, as it's been known to be called, which is so ridiculous
in
itself.
It's a gate, I know. Yeah. It's a gate, come on.
I mean, you've done a lot of reporting on this, and everyone, of course, knows the original story that we're taking out these narco-terrorists. I think it was, as of the other day, something like 20-something strikes and...
82 killed, I think.
Yeah, something like 89, something like that. That's 89 less terrorists who are trying to kill Americans with their spiked drugs. But a video showing us taking out these terrorists has caused all the stir. Why don't you tell us a little more about that, and then also the response and the leak that occurred.
So, we all know about Operation Southern Spear. They're taking out the narco-terrorists. In fact, it's so good that... they're not really taking the sea anymore. Pete Hegseth was like, but that's okay. We've only just begun to send these people to hell.
Yes.
So that, you know, cue all the meltdowns. There's been a lot of consternation about the legality of these strikes. So the latest one is the one where they bombed the boat twice.
Mm-hmm.
They conducted an airstrike. Supposedly there are these narco-terrorists, some were still alive and flopping around in the sea. So a second strike was ordered. The Washington Post framed it as if Pete Hegseth was a deranged war criminal. They attributed quotes that he never said.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the day, I believe it was Admiral Bradley?
Yes.
Admiral Bradley ordered the second strike. Which was correct. All these strikes are vetted by civilian and military attorneys.
JAGS.
And they weren't clinging to debris. They got back in the... part of the boat was still intact. They got back in the boat and then they bombed them again. So, I think Amy has a follow-up on that this morning. So, thank you. I can't believe I'm saying this. But thank you, New York Times, for actually correcting the record here and absolutely obliterating the WAPO fake news character assassination attempt on Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump by extension. So, there's going to be a showdown. Unfortunately, though, because, you know, the usual suspects are going to get upset on our side. You know, Rand Paul is already, you know, freaking out about these strikes, apparently. Roger Wicker wants to have hearings about it. We learned that Hegseth actually spoke with Wicker about the rationale of the strike, so hopefully there's a little more clarity there. But there's going to be hearings. I mean, come on. I mean, there are too many... problematic Republicans, and you know the usual suspects, folks, mm-hmm. that are going to probably join in on this because Pete Hegseth has a lot of fucking enemies here. So, any attempt to try to get rid of him or mount a pressure campaign to embarrass him in the very least is going to happen.
Well, remember all the way back, they tried to sink his nomination because they were afraid of him
yes.
and how he was going to fix the now Department of War, then the Department of Defense, and he has done so.
Yes.
And he continues to do so, and he is making us into lethal war fighters again, and it's exactly what the military needed.
Yeah.
And all of these senators who opposed him and continue to oppose him are nothing but globalist neocon cowards.
Yeah.
And you even have the, you know, people who used to be at least one of us, I would consider, like Rand Paul, complaining about killing narco-terrorists.
Yeah. I'm like, no, they're fishing boats. Remember, they're on fishing boats. Oh, and then Jack, I think it was Jack Reed yesterday, was like...
Yeah, they only have barrels full of drugs heading straight for the United States, but they're fishing boats, for sure.
Remember, and they're not really terrorists. The terrorists pay those people to be on said boats to transport the drugs, Jack. That's that's like... It's like, you know, Rick and Morty. That's like slavery, but with extra steps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
oh, yeah.
Like, Jack, they're narco-terrorists. If you're working with them, you're a f***ing terrorist. So,
yeah, and don't forget here.
These linguistic gymnastics are ridiculous, man.
Exactly.
Ridiculous.
God forbid that Pete Hegseth uses the Department of War correctly to defend our homeland and save American lives.
Yeah.
Is that not what the entire mission of the Department of War is?
Yes.
It's exactly what they're doing. Yeah. Also, and they should kill every single last one of them.
And I don't want to hear a boo about from these Democrats because nobody said anything about the 500 drone strikes that Barack Obama executed.
Drone strike to wedding.
Drone strike to wedding. Blew up a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Killed civilians in these strikes,
which
too.
I'm fine with.
Yeah, yeah. But listen, we're just playing devil's argument here.
Yeah.
Listen, Obama had kill lists.
Yes.
The New York Times, he had kill lists. There were American citizens on those kill lists. Can you imagine if Trump... If we learned that Trump had American citizens on kill lists,
oh my god,
there would be, oh my god, you all know what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
So enough,
no,
like
it's ridiculous.
What is going on here? And
it's
then
so
you know
ridiculous.
The calls to, I mean, Mark Warner basically calling for a military coup.
The
military was never
the seditious
meant,
six.
Yeah, seditious six. The military was never meant as a check in the check and balances system, Democrats.
No.
I don't know what type of civics class that you guys took, but that's not how
the military works for the commander-in-chief, who was rightfully elected by a majority of the country by not only popular vote, but also electoral college.
Yeah.
That's how it works. And anyone in the military who's worth a damn, even if they hate President Trump, would tell you that he is the boss and he is the commander-in-chief.
Yeah.
And they not only work for him, but they work for Pete Hegseth.
How it works. And don't be afraid, because I know that a part of that, the script that's not being highlighted, is the fact that, I believe, was it? No, it was Kelly. It was basically Mark Kelly saying, well, if you follow orders that we think are illegal, you might get prosecuted when we're back in power.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, okay. Well...
It's insane.
Again, the calls come from inside the house.
And not only did Washington Post concoct that completely fake report and ridiculous allegations and all that, it was so bad that the New York Times debunked it.
Yeah.
So now you have liberal on liberal violence on this because they're like, yeah, this is ridiculous. And last night, just on ABC, even fake news ABC has to call out this bullshit. Take a listen.
And tonight, new information. According to a source familiar with the incident, the two survivors climbed back onto the boat after the initial strike. They were believed to be potentially in communication with others and salvaging some of the drugs. Because of that, it was determined they were still in the fight and valid targets. A JAG officer was also giving legal advice. So again, David, that video will be key, and Admiral Bradley will be on the Hill tomorrow behind closed doors.
Huh. Interesting. That's very interesting.
I know.
And of course,
they weren't clinging like Jack in Titanic to wreckage.
Yeah.
Save me, save me. Nope, the boat was still there. You got to bomb it.
Well, and of course, you know, the great Stephen Miller goes on last night and says exactly what I just said.
Genghis Khan last night. It was awesome.
This is the first time I can ever think where a major political party has sided with narco trafficking, murdering terrorist scum. You know, you play one of those clips from a Democrat who said, oh, there's no such thing as a narco-terrorist. They're just narco-persons. The ISIS and these narco-terrorists in our hemisphere use the same tactics. They use rape as a weapon. They skin people alive. They cut off their heads. They burn them to death. These narco-terrorists, if a politician opposes them, they kidnap their family. If they don't give them what they want, they murder their family. You can go to the Border Patrol here in the United States and you can say, draw me a map of the border. And on the Mexican side, tell me which cartel controls every inch of territory. And the border agents can literally say, mile by mile, which cartel controls which section of the border. Not the Mexican government. They don't control it. Which cartel? When President Trump declared these organizations foreign terrorist organizations, that wasn't just a talking point. That wasn't just a buzzword. It was a promise. A promise from this president to use hard American power to kill and to stop these terrorists, these enemies of the United States, from killing our families, from killing our children, from taking over our communities. And that's what President Trump is doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insanity. It's and the Democrats continue to flail for a message, and
these are their potential voters, Storm.
The terrorists, yeah.
Yeah, they're killing their potential voting pool.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. It is true. All right, what else do we got here? Oh, this is a great story. Hakeem Jeffries, aka Timu Obama, Kmart Obama, whatever you want to call him. Take a listen to what he had to say about securing the border last night.
And those border crossings have gone down dramatically. Can you give him credit for that?
The border is secure. That's a good thing. It's happened on his watch. He wants to claim credit for it. Of course, he'll get credit for that. In terms of making sure that we actually deal with the issues that matter, including on immigration or beyond, there's a lot that is left to be desired.
Huh.
Oh, my God.
Hmm.
He's so bad at this. I mean, he's so bad.
Well, he was cornered. And did you see his interview on, I think it was on CNBC?
Yeah, he had a total, he had a huffy meltdown
about the ACA subsidies. And she was like, well, that's the past. The government's reopened.
Yeah.
Are you going to fix this? And he just completely melted down.
She was like, she saw right through the f-ing play. She's like, well, isn't this just a stunt to blame Republicans for rising premium costs when these subsidies expire?
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking
about. Yeah. Yeah.
How dare you say that? That's disgusting. You're not playing politics with people's premiums.
He goes, you asked a question and I'll answer the question. And she goes, well, you're not answering the question.
<You're not. laughs>
Oh, man. They're falling apart. But, you know, of course, House Democrats continue to talk about stopping immigration enforcement entirely. Here's a great clip pulled by our good friend Greg Price. Take a listen.
Today to say enough. Our Dignity for Detained Immigrants Act has a remarkable, unprecedented 123 original co-sponsors. Before we've even introduced it, 123 co-sponsors, and it overhauls the detention system. It drastically scales back the use of detention. It ensures that every single immigrant who is in detention has their human and civil rights protected. Our bill also phases out the use of private for-profit detention centers. It prohibits the detention of children and families and makes it harder to detain primary caregivers and vulnerable people like pregnant women or seniors or workers who are whistleblowing on unscrupulous employers. It requires DHS to allow members of Congress to do our jobs and conduct those unannounced inspections that hold these facilities accountable.
Hmm. Now they're just saying the quiet part out loud.
Yeah.
It was always about this. It was literally always about this. And it's just, I keep saying insanity. It's absolute insanity. And I have no better word to describe it. Really, it's treasonous, actually.
Yeah.
What they want and what they're doing and what the things that they say are all treasonous. And look at the seditious six. I mean, it's really a coup that they're attempting to pull off here, a color revolution or whatever you want to call it. And they're trying to undermine the rightfully elected president of the United States. They continue to do so. They've done it since the beginning. They've done it for over 10 years now.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at. I mean, it all started with way back when, Donald Trump's a threat to democracy. He's a Russian asset, the Russian collusion hoax. And it all took from there. The prosecutions, the indictments, the impeachments, all of it.
The unmasking.
And that's why it's so important that we continue to push our legislatures in the states hard to redistrict everywhere that we can, because this we have to keep the House. I mean, if we lose the House, one, they're going to impeach him over some dumbass shit. Now, he won't be removed, obviously.
Well, we should just cancel the elections. That's my vote.
Well, that's many people are saying that.
But, hey, at least I saw Indiana at least decided to stop being a bunch of pussies, and they decided to push through a new map, I saw.
Well,
it has to be approved by the state senate.
Correct, and that's the hurdle. Yeah, so we'll see what happens then. Saw one state senator said he's not going to vote for it because Trump used the word retard, which is such a cop out.
Someone was like, narrator, he was already opposed to it. He just needed to find a reason.
Exactly, yeah. Of course, President Trump yesterday pardoning Dem Congressman Henry Cuellar in Texas because he was unfairly prosecuted by the Biden DOJ for the extreme crime of speaking out against Biden's open border. I mean, remember, the same thing happened.
That was a wild story. Didn't his house get raided by the feds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And let's not forget, Eric Adams had the same exact thing happen to him.
Yeah.
And that was just the weaponized Biden DOJ. That's how it goes. And Trump said yesterday, for years, the Biden administration weaponized the justice system against their political opponents and anyone who disagreed with them. And that ends now. Everyone's like, why is he pardoning a Democrat? I'm like, because there should be rule of law in this country, and there should be a fair system of justice. No matter what side you're on here, there should be one standard of justice. And it goes back to everything we've said for years and years and years about the double standard of justice in this country.
And he has been good on the border, so, you know.
Yeah, he's still a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Let's not get it wrong. Yeah. But, like, you know, there's unfair prosecutions that have now occurred to both sides for the crime of opposing, Reichsführer Biden. If that's where they want to go. They want to call everyone Nazis. Go right ahead. I don't give a shit. It's ridiculous.
I know Speaker Johnson's a little mad because the hopes of taking that district are
we were never going to win that district anyway, though. It's like a D plus whatever.
Yeah, but the D's there and the border D's. Okay, hold on. Border Democrats in Texas are a little different. Yeah. They will absolutely vote for a Republican if they think that there's a Democrat who's going to be like, come on in.
Yeah.
Cuellar's not that, though, but I understand, you just can't do that.
Yeah,
we can't have two separate rules.
And just breaking news minutes ago, announced by the Department of Homeland Security, another Afghan terrorist arrested in Virginia. A terrorist who provided material support to ISIS-K.
Oh,
what
nice.
A surprise.
We let them in, but they were vetted, apparently.
Yep, led into the country under, guess what? Joe Biden's, quote, Operation Allies Welcome.
I can't even pronounce that name.
Let's see. It's John Shah Safi. It's J-A-A-N, by the way, not J-O-H-N. John. Whatever.
They're out of control. You know, there was one. It happened right near us, man. It was a traffic stop. The guy pulled a gun out.
Yeah, here in Fairfax. Arrest was also here in Northern Virginia.
Oh, my God.
But there was a lot of them brought in here, as I just mentioned a few minutes ago. We had a whole fucking.
My God.
Four families of Afghans living in this house next to us.
I felt like the whole Northern fucking Alliance was next door.
Well, I'm just happy that they moved out and we didn't get fucking Allahu Akbar.
Yeah,
but literally they had 16 people living in this house. And when the owners took back control of the house, it was so trashed. There was poop everywhere. They had to rip out they had to gut the whole house.
Yeah.
I mean, it was destroyed.
Yeah.
Like and it goes back to what I say. These people are not compatible with Western civilization. That's all it comes down to.
I thought you were going to say, they went in there, there were bombs all over the floor.
Well, I was waiting for that.
Seriously, I know.
You know, dude, I was watching
remember
them.
The time they bought a whole bunch of fertilizer? And I'm what the fuck is that pallet?
Mm-hmm. Well, luckily they put it down on the lawn.
Exactly. Yeah. We never know. It could have been, it could have been not.
Yeah, it's crazy. And so a few other things we got here before we wrap up. Unfortunately, running up against a time block here. Yesterday, President Trump ditching the, quote, Green New Scam. We have new fuel standards, new car standards. We're getting rid of the auto start-stop.
Good, thank
one of
God.
The greatest abominations ever implemented on vehicles. Of course, we have a new H-1B overhaul as well. President Trump targeting tech visas, bringing in foreigners to take American jobs. That's a great win. You know what's also interesting? Remember it was Epstein?
Yeah.
Democrats are awfully silent now.
I know, right?
I wonder why.
Maybe because all the Democrats are being exposed. Yeah. Files.
And little birdie has told me that we should expect some more files to be coming every
And Larry Summers asking for dating tips.
Not only that.
Team Obama, give me some money. Team Obama?
Well, there's some other Obama officials that are about to be named, apparently, as
Were they using that massage chair?
I don't know. People are saying. People are saying,
everyone says it's a massage chair. It looks like a dentist's office. I don't. Okay. Y'all can go
what
from
were
there.
They doing
I'm not
going to
say.
Office.
Exactly. I'm not going to say. Yeah. I don't want to say. Yeah. The bed looks comfy, though. Yeah.
Another Chinese
snorkeling was great.
Another Chinese terrorist deported after smuggling crop-killing fungus into the United States. So that continues. Yeah, no. That's great. What else do we got?
We
got
to keep 600,000.
Oh, gas prices! Gas prices are dropping. Who could have seen that coming?
Yep.
Lowest prices in 4 years being reported, and that's over a holiday. Normally, when prices spike, so I expect to continue to see them drop. Natural gas prices are lower. Oil prices are lower. Yeah, we're unleashing an American energy boom. We continue to have good deportation numbers going. That continues to ramp higher and higher.
We're cut the rates.
We're going after the terrorists. We're going to get a new Fed chair here soon. It's going to be announced.
Kevin Hassett?
Well, apparently. That is the pick, apparently. That has not been officially announced yet, but that's a great pick.
Yeah.
If so, great pick.
Yeah.
Hassett is phenomenal.
And everybody's lining up against him based on those rumors. So the usual political class people. So that means he's a great pick.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Yeah. All the right people are getting mad about that.
Yeah. So. What else do we got here? Of course, we won the special election in Tennessee, the one that everyone was freaking out over. We won it by about 10 points, which it's an R+10 district, so no surprise there. We actually turned out this time, which was solid.
Yeah.
And of course, we have the midterms coming up, so we're getting ready for another big election year. It's going to be very, very contentious, exciting, and close races. You know, but the thing is... everyone's like, oh, well, the generic ballot is D+3. I'm like, okay, well, that's in the polls, and that always overestimates the Democrats. And even so, even if it was D+3,
they still keep the House.
Guess what? They're not taking the House.
Yeah.
Because everything on both sides is so solid now. There really is only, I believe, 13, quote, toss-up races.
Yeah.
Now, of course, that will decide the House. But in a D+3 environment, they're not winning enough of those to flip it.
Nope.
So
especially with the new maps,
we have Utah's going back to the drawing board to try to get rid of that Dem pickup. California is going to be D+5. Florida is going to be R+5, so that's going to cancel each other out. Virginia is going to be D+3, but Indiana is going to be R+2. North Carolina is going to be R+1, so that cancels each other
Texas.
Out.
Texas,
and then of course I was just about to say Texas is the quote prophet.
Yeah,
and so. Texas's map got challenged in court, was initially overturned. Then the Supreme Court said, no, it should stand for now. So it looks like that is going to be in effect for the election. So that all being said, of course, it is very, very important over the next year that you hit the ground running, do as much as you can to help the campaigns of your local congressman, especially if you're in a contested Senate seat state. That's very important as well. Now, the Senate looks good, but we do have some tough races. North Carolina, very tough race.
Always tough.
Maine, interesting race, could be tough, but we'll see.
Against the Nazi oyster farmer?
Well, we'll see who wins that Democrat primary. Either it's a Nazi or a cocaine addict for the Democrats. So they're
supposedly.
Allegedly. Good coverage there. Yeah,
allegedly.
Nice job.
Allegedly.
See, you're learning.
That's for the lawyers.
You're learning so many things.
No, no, right?
You know, we have tough race in Michigan in the Senate seat. You know, that's always a white whale for us.
Tough, yeah.
What else do we have?
Especially an off-year election.
Yeah. You know, Florida governor's race should be a slam dunk for Byron Donalds. The Texas Senate seat's an interesting primary that's going on there as well. So, you know, just because Trump's not on the ballot does not mean you can stay home. And I know everybody listening to this show knows that. But tell your friends, tell all of our MAGA allies, we have to get out and vote. We have to help. We have to door knock. We have to make phone calls. We have to donate. We have to do everything we can to win this election and keep this train moving and going, because not only does this have implications for 26, but it also has implications for 2028. And, of course, we will have Vice President J.D. Vance probably running for president, and we're going to have to win that election. I mean, that election, you know, everyone always says it's the most important election ever. But after 4 years of Trump, when he's fixing this country, we cannot risk going back to a Democrat president.
No.
And if you look at the people on their side that are going to run for president, I mean, God help us.
Governor, the country's over.
Governor Retard Hair Gel from California. Kamala Harris might run again.
Was sitting, by the way, at the New York Times.
Yeah, the guy has no balls. I mean, that's the only conclusion.
Unless he had to piss really bad, I've never seen a man sit like that. Ever.
I agree. I mean, you know,
AOC.
There's so much good news that we don't even get to necessarily cover here. I mean, Marco Rubio is doing a great job at State. You know, Hegseth at War. Bissent
doing a great job at Treasury.
Bissent's a freaking rock star. Dude. I mean, did you see him destroy the New York Times to their face yesterday? I want to play that clip here.
This is going to be
our clip of the day as we wrap up the show here. Go ahead and roll that, Mr. Producer.
The question is, how should we, is this a new normal?
That, Andrew, there's no new normal. And, you know, I can tell you that I actually don't read the New York Times anymore. But sometimes I do watch CNBC, but, you know, occasionally people send me articles, and, like, there's just this fever swamp. And, you know, you're now a pop historian with 1929. And, you know, in 20, 30, 40, 50 years, the New York Times is no longer the paper of record. You can't go, I read this article, like, President Trump is slowing down. President Trump's mental capacity, it is 100% fake. That, like, he only called me twice at 2 a.m. last week instead of 3 times.
You're saying that, he called you? I believe that he called you at 2 or 3 a.m.
That, you know, like that whole narrative, you had what was one of the greatest scandals of all time, that the coverage of the Biden administration, Joe Biden's diminished capacity, and the cover-up.
And that's why it's probably fair to raise these questions.
Where was the New York Times? We just had a 3-hour cabinet meeting yesterday, Andrew. For 10 months, the Biden administration did not have a cabinet meeting. How are you going to invoke the 25th Amendment if the cabinet secretaries never see the president, which they didn't? That, you know, I hear from people in the Treasury building that I see President Trump more in a day than my predecessor saw Joe Biden in half a year.
I mean, just... just unbelievable.
He has almost as good as lines as Trump.
He's doing a great job. He's investigating seriously retarded Governor Tim Walz as well for their fraud using American taxpayer money.
Good.
You know, and you could even continue going on. You know, I was initially skeptical of Kristi Noem. I think she's done a great job at DHS.
Yeah, I mean, she shot a dog, but, you know.
Who cares?
Yeah, listen, you know.
Don't you want someone that is heartless enough to shoot a dog to protect the country? You look at Cash Patel, who takes a lot of heat. But the FBI has arrested, I think, 4 of the top 10 most wanted criminals. They're arresting terrorists. They're arresting pedophiles, rapists, gang members. Crime rate is almost nearing, in major cities, at least the homicide rate is almost nearing a decades low. Okay, this is a clear effect of our policies. And so we're making lives better for the American people. You know, we got a lot to do. It was never going to be an overnight thing.
No.
Okay.
It takes time.
And everyone always is talking about affordability and this and that. And that's the Democrats' buzzword right now. But this takes time.
Yeah.
And I think Bissent had another great comment yesterday. You know, I don't have the clip of it, but he was talking about how, and he even said this, I think back in March, I believe we covered this on the show. He said, give it some time. The Trump economy is going to take some time to take effect.
Yeah.
And now he said, going into 2026, things are brighter than ever. GDP looks great. Tax cuts are in effect still. People are going to get their largest tax refunds ever this year.
New Fed chair going to cut the rates.
Yeah. I mean, things are going to turn around.
Also, no income tax, I heard, next year.
Yeah, well, that's no.
That's what Trump said.
Fake news.
That's what Trump said.
Yeah, good luck with that. you know, and even look at the smaller departments. HUD kicking all the illegals out of federal housing.
Yeah.
You look at Department of Labor and the great things that they're doing to encourage American companies, innovation, and jobs. You know, 20-plus trillion investment in the United States, factories opening up, jobs coming back. I mean, there's so many good things that are happening, and it just doesn't get covered in the news. And we try to cover it as much as we can, but, you know, it's a fire hose.
Yeah.
The Trump administration...
The tariff revenue.
Well, the tariff revenue.
Revenue is off the fucking charts.
We could be seeing some tariff stimulus checks this year going to Americans making less than $100,000. And so, of course, that'll be challenged in court by the Democrats, which is going to be a terrible look for them.
Stop giving the working class their checks.
But, you know, this takes time. Mm-hmm. It's not an overnight thing. No. And so
it's a big ship.
It's right. Yeah. It's
Biden wrecked it.
Yeah.
You know, and left it destitute for four fucking years. He had no idea what was going on. Yeah, like the Titanic. This is like the captain hitting the fucking iceberg and not ordering any evacuations.
Yeah, I mean, in basically a little over 10 months, the Trump administration has got us back on a majorly positive trajectory from a sinking country that was being destroyed by the Democrats. And so that shouldn't be underrated. Honestly, just trust the process, right? Like I always say, let Trump cook.
Yeah.
The guy knows what he's doing. He doesn't care. He doesn't care what they say about him anymore. He doesn't care the attacks that he takes. He's out there fighting for the country. He's out there fighting for Americans every single day. And, you know, for a guy who's 79 years old, he's working 12, 16, 18-hour days. Bissent yesterday was like, you know, last week President Trump only called me at 2 a.m. twice. I was surprised it wasn't three or four times. Like, the guy doesn't sleep. He's not resting. And he has a plan, and he wants to save this country. And so let him cook, you know, and don't be firing inside the ship. That's something that I see happening a lot that really makes me disappointed. You're like, oh, this isn't happening fast enough. Sure, you know, government is by nature a bureaucratic mess. Yeah. And it's really unbelievable the things that they've been able to accomplish. And I'm excited for next year. I think it's going to be a very, very exciting year. And of course, we have the election that's going to be very contentious, but President Trump's going to continue to work and do what he was put there to do. One little more funny clip that I want to play here, because yesterday, of course, they were making the announcement about the revoking of the Green New Scam and Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy, who, by the way, is also doing a tremendous job.
Phenomenal job.
He saw us through the longest government shutdown in history, and yeah, things got dicey at the end. But they held it together for a really long time.
Yes, and he tried to keep those skies as functional as possible.
And they did.
And
And let me tell you something. What they're doing here to revolutionize and innovate and make a new air traffic control system is going to set us up for the future. You know, remember, he had a huge mess to clean up because of Pete Buttigieg.
They say edge.
Yeah, and that's actually the last clip of the day here. A little bit of comedy from the president yesterday when the Secretary of Transportation mispronounced Mayor Pete's name, and Trump was having none of it. Roll that clip, Mr. Producer.
It was contrary to the law. The Congress set a rule that says you have to look at combustion engines. Biden and Buttigieg actually did an analysis using...
Buttigieg
used EVs and hybrids to come up with a 62 mile an hour per gallon standard.
And if you haven't seen the video, it's worth watching the video because Trump's just cracking up the whole time. He's having fun, you know, and he's working hard. And it really is that you can't ask for anything more out of our president. And so... of course, if you have any comments, any stories you think we should cover, any thoughts on the show, email us triggered@townhall.com. We love hearing from you. And if you enjoy Triggered and want it uncensored, you know what to do. Become a Town Hall VIP member at townhallvip.com. Use the promo code FIGHT for 60% off your membership. Get in this exclusive club of patriots. You'll get so much exclusive content, but not only that, you'll be directly supporting all of the good journalistic work that we're doing here at Town Hall Media, because we're the ones telling the truth and disputing all the lies that they tell about President Trump. And so many of you, you know, just a Thanksgiving note here, I know it's a week past now, but so many of you are VIP members and have been with this show since the beginning. I mean, we've been doing it for, 7 years now, going into the 8th year, 585 episodes. We've been through the ups, we've been through the downs, and so I'm really appreciative of all of you, and especially our VIP members who support not only the show, but what we're doing. It makes mine and Matt's job possible. And so we really, really appreciate your support. And for any of you who aren't VIP members, trust me, you know, I always say this, I give a money back guarantee to Triggered listeners. If you don't like it, no one has ever asked for their money back. And I promise you will love it. All the great content you get, so many extra columns, pieces, podcasts, videos, you know, from Kurt, Matt, I mean, it couldn't recommend it more. I promise you will love it. So please, if you haven't joined yet, now's the time to jump in. And of course, if you do want to give a gift subscription to someone in your life that you love and think they could use this good conservative journalism and shows and all that, you can go to townhall.com/subscribe. You could also go to townhallvip.com, actually. That redirects right to it. And at the top right, there is a gift subscription there that you can give to anyone in your life, and you could even set it to be delivered in the future, closer to Christmas. Would really appreciate anyone's support on that. We love you all, and we will be back here next Wednesday for another episode of Trigger, and I will be there for that. I promise you that.
See you then.